5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the show. I mean, are we really going to start doing this? Dixon texting in a couple of the mock drafts, having the Broncos looking at Pickett. I saw one from CBS that said Matt Corral would fall to 9, and then Denver would take him. It's a very, I don't know, Kenny Pickett, what'd you say the record was? They were like a 500 team this year? 9-7? Nice. I like that. That was good.
9-7-1.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was good, too. Jadeen with the sign. I love the 7 right there. That was creative. That is the kind of stuff that's going to take us to where we need to be. That was well done.
And I was dancing in the background, but, you know, his sign was obviously better than mine.
That was good, man.
I was trying to do the little cheerleader thing. Give me a 7.
That was perfect. Yeah, great. Kenny Pickett's on that, but what are we talking about here? Like, you draft a quarterback at number 9. Is he starting? Or are you going to go get another guy that he can be behind? And don't tell me you're going to get Rodgers and draft a quarterback, because then you're going to do what Green Bay did to him to piss him off in the first place. They drafted Jordan Love in the first round when Rodgers is like, draft me an offensive lineman or another weapon. Instead, you draft my replacement. So that would be a weird thing. Hey, Rodgers, you're coming over here. We're going to draft your play. And again, you would hope that Rodgers would get that, but is that the route you want to go? But then this also could be the, you know, hey, these aren't the obvious guys, but there's been a lot of obvious guys that have been drafted that haven't made it. Look at Josh Rosen. Baker Mayfield, I don't think anybody's necessarily saying he's made it yet. Darnold? No, I mean, that class that had all the sexy quarterbacks, Josh Allen's clearly now on the top. Was that class 3 years ago? 3 or 4 years ago? I mean, that was the class. That was a great quarterback class. But Baker is, I'm going to say Baker's in the middle right now. He could go either way. He could end up working out for Cleveland, or next year could be his last year, and he becomes a journeyman. We'll see. I mean, you've seen really good stuff from him. You've seen really bad stuff from him. Sam Darnold, at this stage, clearly a bust. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody. Was there 5 in that round? 5 in that year? It was Baker, Darnold, Allen, Josh Rosen at 10. Remember, there was 9 teams that were going to really, he was going to make 9 teams really regret that decision. And then it was Lamar Jackson at 32. Well, it's clearly Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, then Josh Rosen. Darnold is at least, is Josh Rosen like playing for the nightmare or something? Greeley or in Canada? I mean, come on. But so do you look at that and say, all right, if there's 5 studs that are supposed to be studs, but really only 2 of them have been no-brainers, 1 of them's in the middle, 2 of them were busts. Do you look at a draft class like this and say, all right, what are there, 3 of them? 3 potential first-rounders? 2 maybe? Do you say one of those guys will work out? I mean, again, are even 2 quarterbacks getting drafted, 3 quarterbacks getting drafted? Malik Willis? Maybe. I've seen like late projections on him, because Detroit needs a quarterback, but they have a lot more needs where maybe the quarterback's not desperate for them. They need to just get a little bit better. They got number 2. I've read a mock draft where they're going to go after an edge rusher, probably. So, yeah, CBS Sports has the Broncos at number 9 taking Ole Miss's Matt Corral. If he falls to 9, does Atlanta need a quarterback? I mean, Matt Ryan, when are they going to turn the page there? We had the same kind of conversation last year. The Giants probably sticking where they are because they got that trade from the Bears, so they're at 7. They probably go one more year with their guy. Carolina? I mean, see, there's a lot of teams out there that are needing a quarterback that I don't know if that's the route they go. I mean, should the Broncos go that route? And if they do go that route, do you want them to double down and try to go after Rodgers still? See, and I'm thinking it needs to be one or the other. If I know I'm getting Aaron Rodgers, if I think that we really can, if we hire Nathaniel Hackett, which I'm sure feeling like is going to happen, if the Broncos hire Nathaniel Hackett, you go all in on Rodgers. If you can't get him, well, good thing is you got the draft in April. I don't think it's both. If you get Rodgers, you use that ninth pick for instant help. Players that are going to help you. I mean, again, if you're looking at, could the Broncos use an edge rusher? There's some stud edge rushers in this draft. Could they use a lineman? An offensive lineman? There's actually some stud offensive linemen in this draft. Do they sign Kareem Jackson? Or do they get Notre Dame's Kyle Hamilton if he's available at number 9? Because they're going to need a safety. There's like 5 or 6 offensive linemen that could legitimately go in the top 10. So do you go the O-line route? Do you go the edge rusher route? That's what's dominating. If you look at most of the mock drafts right now, it's offensive linemen and edge rushers. Would you say that those are both weaknesses for Denver? Yeah, they just... Von Miller is gone, who looked like Von Miller of old yesterday. Do you go right off the... I mean, you're going to have a lot of Broncos fans that will get pissed about that. Well, why didn't you just keep Vaughn then? Well, the time was done for Vaughn. He might turn out to have another monster 2 games. He might even be the Super Bowl MVP. I still think that his time is... He's going to give you those spurts. He's going to give you some great plays. But is it that consistent attack that we used to see? I don't think so anymore. But he looked pretty damn good yesterday. He turned back the clock yesterday. So do the Broncos say, hey, no, instead we're going to get a really good offensive lineman and then an edge rusher. Or again, you have a couple of safeties that are in that mix. You have some linebackers there. Weakness for Denver, inside linebacker, edge rusher, safety, assuming Kareem Jackson doesn't come back. Tight ends, whatever. Noah Fant, Albert O, all right. You could live with that right now. Wide receiver's not a weakness. You're still holding out hope that all those guys work out. Running back, sign Melvin Gordon, and that's not a weakness. You address that situation. So obviously quarterback, but do you want to go there at 9? So to me, biggest weakness for Denver outside of quarterback, which I think they're going to try to deal with somewhere else. Do you say offensive line? Again, you like Garrett Bowles, you like Dalton Reisner. Cushenberry has had his up moments, his down moments. Still pretty young, though. Your right side could use some work. So do you look at the right tackle position and say that's a big weakness? Inside linebacker's a big weakness. You want to bring back Kenny Young, but you'd still need another guy, depending on what kind of defense you run. Are you going to run 3-4? Probably not going to change too much from that because you have the personnel for a 3-4. Although, does it matter? Well, they actually have the personnel to run a lot of nickel and dime because that's what Vic Fangio wanted to do. I personally kind of like Kyle Hamilton, but I don't know that he falls to 9. The thing I get worried about trading off all these first-round picks for potential Aaron Rodgers is you give yourself a two-year window to win the Super Bowl. You still got to get through Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and all those teams. That's just the quarterbacks. We're not talking about some of these other teams with good defensive units and good rush games and good tight ends and good wide receivers. You still got to get through all that. And then if you don't, even if you just go to the playoffs, even if you make it to the AFC Championship, in 2 years, let's just say that's the deal he signs. He plays till he's 40, 41. You're left with no Super Bowls. Three first-round picks just gone. So in that time you had Rodgers, you never had a first-round pick, whether it was in the 20s or whatever. Because if you get Rodgers, you're going to be drafting in the 20s. You'd obviously say goodbye to that number 9 pick. So you haven't been building. And this is where the Broncos got in trouble with Peyton Manning. Now, it's all worth it. A lot of people like to bitch and moan about John Elway and his decisions after the fact. But if this game is truly about winning Super Bowls, plural, the Broncos went all in with the defense and Peyton Manning, and they got one. A lot of people would trade 10 years of bad football just to get one Super Bowl, because that's what it's about. How many teams have multiple Super Bowls? How many teams have more than three? How many teams have more than two? Not very many. So the trade could be worth it, but man, oh man, you put some pressure on yourself, George Payton. Elway got a lot of room. In fact, it took himself to move on from himself. He got a lot of room. Is George Payton going to get that room? Especially with a new owner coming in. Next year will be the year to kind of get right. Lot of what ifs out there. A lot of interesting scenarios. Dixon saying Kenny Pickett. Yeah, I've heard Kenny Pickett. Boy, do you go that route? And again, I don't think you should go both. I think that would be a failure. Draft a quarterback at number nine, then get Rodgers? Or get Rodgers, then draft a quarterback at number nine? It'd be the extreme, but not comparable necessarily, but they did get, remember, they traded for Joe Flacco, and then they drafted Drew Lock at number in the second round. Now, again, Flacco and Rodgers, night and day difference. But I don't love the idea of, if it's going to be Rodgers, go all in on Rodgers, draft him an offensive lineman to help protect him, or draft him a good tight end. Number nine, you're probably going to trade back and go get Trey McBride in the 20s. How about that? That's what they did with Noah Fant, and I don't think Noah Fant's necessarily worked out. Because, again, you picked him at 20, but you also traded back to get him. You traded back because you wanted an extra pick in the second, which at the time it all kind of worked out because you got Dalton Risner and Drew Lock in that second round, which I think Dalton certainly worked out. Of those three guys, Dalton's been the guy. The other thing is, I truly believe George Payton is going to be the opposite of Elway. I think his drafting ability is where he's going to make his money. So do you really want to take away three first-round picks and two second-rounders from George Payton, who might be able to turn those into gold? I guess the other argument would be, Brady, if he's really good at drafting, it shouldn't matter the first and second rounds. He could find diamonds in the rough in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Okay, but it's easier said than done. If it's not Rodgers, where else are you going? Because that's the plan B. Do you want Pickett behind Aaron Rodgers? And then he's your heir apparent? Definitely not feeling too good about Drew Lock's situation right now. He's the only quarterback. Like, Brett Rippon's a free agent. Teddy Bridgewater's a free agent. Drew Lock's still under contract. I don't see him doing it, especially after what you witnessed last night. Just your AFC is stacked. Allen and Mahomes aren't going anywhere. But other than Rodgers, who are you going to get that's going to go blow for blow? Toe for toe. Who's going to do that? Is it going to be Kenny Pickett? Is it going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, who's in the NFC Championship, but he also has a guy by the name of Shanahan leading him every step of the way? Caught the Packers perhaps at the right time, too. I mean, Packers looked... That was their worst game of the season. Maybe Rodgers' worst game of his career. They had 225 yards, but it was just uninspired. 19 minutes after the hour. Quickly here, it's exciting. Coming up on Thursday, I got my game of the week. I'm very excited about this one. I'm heading to this game, actually, on Thursday. Weber State and the UNC Bears going at it for the game of the week. There it is. This is going to be a good one. The UNC Bears. Whew, they beat Eastern Washington. That was a barn burner. Jerry Schimmel had the call on KFKA. They have not beaten Eastern Washington in Eastern Washington since 2013. Jadeen was like negative 14 at that point, I think. But that was a huge win, and congratulations for the second time since we've been doing this, for the second time, Dalen Kuntz is the Red Wing Shoes Greeley and Johnstown Player of the Week. Congratulations to Dalen. I'm telling you, thank you, Susan and Cheryl. There were a lot of candidates this week. It was a, I mean, obviously the Joker's in the mix every single week. David Roddy was there. Isaiah Stevens was there. Bodie Hume was certainly there. But I guess, okay, so the game against Idaho was pretty good. I think he had 16 points. But against Eastern Washington, Dalen Kuntz, like the games that they're not supposed to win, Dalen steps up in so many big ways. If you guys are not watching basketball in this state, you're crazy. Whether it's UNC or CSU or hell, CU, man. They've run into a buzzsaw with their Pac-12 top 10 teams. But there's great basketball going on. And if you want to go, you should see UNC Weber State this Thursday. That's my game of the week. Dalen Kuntz had 29 points against Eastern Washington. 29 points. You do that in a place that you rarely win, you're gonna be pretty close to getting an award. So Dalen is my Red Wing Shoes player of the week yet again. I love Red Wing, man. They love this idea. They love highlighting and promoting. You know, obviously the national scene with the Nikola Jokic's of the world. Of the world. You know, it could be an Avs player next. It could be a Nuggets player outside of Joker. Highly doubtful. It could be that. But also highlighting CSU and UNC players. It's going to be fun when football season rolls around, too. We'll have way more to pick from. We just started this feature. If you guys want to check out my past Whole Show Players of the Week presented by Red Wing Shoes, you can go to thewholeshow.com. Just find the tab, Player of the Week. Nikola Jokic was on a tear. He won the last two. Dalen Kuntz now his second. My guess is he's going to win another one before it's all said and done. But we have fun with this. I like to get your votes on it. Sometimes I take it into consideration. I didn't take it into consideration this time. Got way more votes for other players outside of Dalen, which I was shocked by. Because I'm also looking at the caliber of opponent you're playing. And again, I'm not comparing Mountain West and Big Sky, but I'm just saying, considering the big game that was for the Bears, Eastern Washington, a top team in the conference, you were picked to lose, plus you never win there. That was a big one. And now the Bears are sitting at 5-1 in the Big Sky Conference, tied with Southern Utah. They break that tie because they beat Southern Utah. Now Weber State. Weber State is 13-5 overall. They're 6-1 in the conference. They're number one in the conference. That is my game of the week. 22 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more on hoops in the area over the weekend. It was more than just football. We did have a lot of other things happening. David Roddy had a slam dunk against Air Force that made my head hurt. It was a monster jam. One I've never seen before. So we'll talk about that coming back. 23 minutes after the hour. It's the Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Half back, that looked like a chippy for him.
Get out of there! Oh, Roddy the body!
David Roddy with a monster dunk there. That was courtesy of the Mountain West Network. Roddy had 14 points, only four turnovers, three steals, nine boards against Air Force. Certainly a candidate for my player of the week. But that dunk, man, I mean, that is picturesque. I'm going to give a shout-out here to my guy who took it, Jason Ortiz with CSU. He's there. He's a Colorado State alum, assistant photographer for both CSU and CSU Pueblo Athletics. Excellent dude. Took a great shot there. One of the best shots I've seen. I'm framing that bad boy. We're getting it framed. We're gonna get it signed by Mr. Roddy, no question about it. And we're gonna hang that in the office because that's that kind of picture, man. That's a beautiful game. CSU wins 73-53. Now 15-1, 5-1 in the conference. They got Nevada tomorrow. And this is what I wanted to see with Colorado State, was take care of these opponents. Take care of the San Jose States, the New Mexicos, the Air Force. Now you got Nevada and UNLV. Before we get into some meaty games, Some you talk about big game of the week. I'm pretty sure the Border War, the basketball version of the Border War, is going to be my big game of the week next week. I can already kind of feel that. That's a Monday, right? Isn't that 31st Monday? I believe so. Yeah. That's CSU at Wyoming. Coming on FS1. So I can already tell you that's going to be the game of the week next week. Unless something else happens. And then they play San Diego State 5 days after that. So you got to beat Nevada, UNLV. I'm looking at the rankings this morning. They are still, okay, they're not in the AP top 25. Davidson's the 25th team. Then it's on the four teams outside looking in. It's BYU, who got 120 votes. Alabama, who got 77 votes. Texas with 61. And then Colorado State with 57. So you got to keep winning, man. You can move right back into that. Now, the coaches poll, they're at 22. So fairly interesting discrepancy there. They're at 22 in the coaches poll, and they're the fourth out. The fourth next, I should say, when you look at the AP top 25. So, hey, who the hell knows, man? On the Rocks Liquor, they're constantly providing us our game beer of the week, man. They're half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Free wine and beer tastings. They always got that going. They got a drive-through. I love the selection. Great selection. And I'm telling you guys, the cleanest liquor store. That is a big deal. Because sometimes people go into a liquor store and your feet are sticking to the floor. There's those twitching lights in the back and nothing is stacked right. It's all in different spots. And then there's that creepy cashier that's like following you around. It's like, hey, can I help you with anything? I'm like, do you even work here, bro? It's nice to have a well-lit, seriously, I know this is a weird deal, but well-lit, absolutely clean and organized. That's what you're going to get from John and Tony at On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. 31 minutes after the hour. More NFL talk coming up next. We'll look at, again, the Broncos situation. Are we feeling like it's going to be Nathaniel Hackett? I mean, like I said earlier in the first hour, I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos don't let him leave. They just say, hey, let's get this deal done. Let's get you signed up. Let's evaluate this roster, and let's see if we can make Aaron Rodgers work. I'm feeling like it could happen. Again, I've changed my tone because the Packers lost in such a tough way to San Francisco, that I think those kind of losses do change things. I think they change. Those are organizational changes. Those are player changes. That's what you see in the NFL time and time again. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real fast to get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I'll tell you about a new friend of the show, and that's Miranda Simpson. She's local. She's a member of the CSU Ram Club. She went to Colorado State University. She's a graduate there. She's all about supporting all things Colorado State. So, I mean, local. She's local. And again, just because you support Colorado State doesn't mean you're not working in Greeley either. There's a lot of CSU fans in Greeley. And I'm telling you what, a lot of UNC fans in Fort Collins, too. Finding that out more and more with my Rams coverage. We got a good Rams following. Nobody has a problem rooting for the UNC Bears. But Miranda Simpson's local. She's dealing with auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, life insurance, and business insurance all throughout northern Colorado. Call Miranda Simpson with State Farm at 970-223-7800. Tell her we sent you here, and we appreciate her support of all things Northern Colorado Athletics. That's how we continue to build this. That's how we can continue to build this, is great supporters like Miranda, businesses, fans going to games. You can grow basketball in this area. It's really fun, guys. I'm still pretty high off of the weekend, off the NFL, I should say, Jadeen. But basketball was pretty damn good, too, man. I mean, it was exciting. I was listening to Jerry Schimmel's call with UNC beating Eastern Washington. I watched the CSU game at noon? And then by the time all that was wrapping up, you know, you can get you to the point where you're just putting 100% focus on all things football. Which, the playoff weekend was fun, but afterward, you know, it does impact the Broncos. A lot of this does impact the Broncos. So where are they going to go with this? We're going to try to get Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos on the show tomorrow, but it's really down to this. Dan Quinn, Kevin O'Connell, and Nathaniel Hackett. And I don't think – so to interview Kevin O'Connell, they would have to wait until after the NFC Championship. Does that impact things? How important is it to you to get another week head start? So is Kevin O'Connell out of that mix? It's kind of been Dan Quinn and Nathaniel Hackett. It was Dan Quinn all the way, then Nathaniel Hackett. Then I suppose if you were saying who's second in line is Kevin O'Connell. So you got two offensive guys and one defensive guys. One defensive guy, I should say, not plural. So where do you go? Dan Quinn seemed like the fit because he has a good relationship with George Payton. He's done it before. He's been to the top of the mountain. You know, he's been to a Super Bowl. He took Atlanta to a Super Bowl. Had one of the biggest collapses ever, but apparently that happens. Just ask Sean McVay. They almost let it happen. So, you know, that's a lot to say about a Tom Brady-led team. Dan Quinn, Kevin O'Connell, Nathaniel Hackett. And I just get the feeling that it's going to be Nathaniel Hackett. Now, this is where you got to be careful if you're George Payton and the Broncos, though. Unless you have some really good insight, and I'm sure he does, that Rodgers could be a Bronco if this move is made. Would be. I would say would be. Now, you can't hire Nathaniel Hackett because of Aaron Rodgers. Is Nathaniel Hackett the future of the Broncos organization? Is he going to grow with you? Is he going to help grow this young talent that you have? Because Rodgers is great. And listen, everybody's ready to just see what happened with Manning all over again. Manning 2.0. That was pretty rare, guys. It's pretty rare what Tom Brady's done. It just goes to show you how great those two quarterbacks were, or are, were and are. Because they both kind of, you know, Joe Montana left the Niners and went to the Chiefs, right? And he wasn't very good. Brett Favre had, you know, he was bad when he went to the Jets, when he left Green Bay. Good for 1 year with Minnesota, and then he fizzled. So, I mean, they didn't win a Super Bowl. So it was okay. Kind of forgettable. Kind of, right? Had he gone to the Super Bowl, it might have been a different story. But they lost in the NFC Championship. It's tough for top quarterbacks that are really good and they've been with a team for the majority of their career to make a switch like that. Not to say it doesn't happen. And not to say you can't still be, it can't be good stuff that happens from it. Like, hey, you go to this new team and now you're going to the playoffs on a regular basis. Drew Brees was with the Chargers and he went to the Saints and look what he did. He won a Super Bowl. He wasn't with the Chargers that long though. Philip Rivers is a playoff quarterback after making the switch. What I'm talking about is going on to a team and pretty much just instantly being Super Bowl contenders and then living up to that hype. So bringing Rodgers in, that's going to be tough in and of itself, let alone the competition that continues to grow in the AFC. So make Nathaniel Hackett, if he's the guy, let him be the guy because of his skill set. That Rodgers could maybe be a cherry on the top. Boy, it does kind of feel like it might start falling into that place, right? As rare as it seems, you're Denver. You trade for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe you get it down to two draft first round picks, and you throw in a Jerry Jeudy and a Tim Patrick and or Cortland Sutton, and then you get Aaron Rodgers, and assuming you know. Adams doesn't sign, they don't get any kind of franchise tag or get any kind of funny business with him. The Broncos sign him as a free agent, and away you go. I mean, if you put Adams and Rodgers on this current roster right now, you're already in the playoffs. You're deep. I don't know if you're a contender. I don't know if you're more of a contender than the Chiefs and the Bills, but maybe. And it'd be something. But you, I mean, again, the pressure in the two-year window would be absolutely crazy. I mean, George Payton's career's on the line. If you're Payton, you could very much go, all right, new coach. Maybe we draft a quarterback, or maybe we bring in a Jimmy G. I don't see the Jimmy G thing, though. You maybe, again, the other only other option, aside from Rodgers, is you stick it out with Locke, which is sounding very unlikely, or you do draft a quarterback, and you just go for it. And you see if that guy can do it. If Pickett can do it, great. You grow with him. So that's what I'm interviewing Nathaniel Hackett about, too. If we go that route, if Pickett's available to us, or whoever, do you have confidence in you and whoever you might bring on as your staff that you can get him right, can develop him? Because we have not been able to do that here. You'd rather do it that way. Because look what these guys are doing. Look what the Chiefs and the Bills are doing. And the Ravens and the Bengals. You want to do what they're doing. That's the best way to do it. The 40-year-old quarterback coming over. Okay, Rodgers has still got it. There's no doubt. MVP. Even though the last game was kind of a bummer. He's still got it. So it's certainly... You're not going to be, like, if Rodgers suddenly, you get the news, oh, breaking news, Broncos trade for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to be sad. It's going to be epic news. It's going to be big, big news. And you're already a playoff team. But I am looking at the longevity of this situation. Again, a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. You go win the Super Bowl, great. It was all worth it. Even if you have to sacrifice a couple of, you know, another six-year drought of no playoffs. So that's, you know, the age-old question. Would you rather be competitive every year and never win a Super Bowl? Or win a Super Bowl and then for the next 6 or 7 years produce duds? It's about winning a Super Bowl. That's what this is all about. So if Denver can put themselves in the conversation for 2 years, that's a big deal. But we're going to want more than being in the conversation. You're going to want the actual trophy. That's what that kind of move is about. And they got it with Manning. They got it in a different way than they thought. They thought they were going to have it year one and year two. But it just didn't work out that way. They get it in year four with Manning when he was on his way out the door. Luckily, they'd built up enough around the defense. Can they do something similar? Can they get a good defensive unit back here to complement Aaron Rodgers in the offense? If that's what happens. Because you got a lot, like I said, a lot of free agents. I'll be curious to see the priorities. Is Melvin Gordon a priority? Is Kareem Jackson a priority? Or is Kenny Young? Is Kenny Young the biggest priority for this team? Because you want to try to keep that defense pretty close to where it was and then just hope that if it's Dan Quinn or defensive coordinator coming in, they can get this defense right. There's going to be a lot of questions up in the air. 47 minutes after the hour. It's just now Monday, but I'm going to tell you, put it on your calendars because every Friday at noon, Weldworks in downtown Greeley has a brand new beer release. And again, there's plenty of times to go to Weldworks. They always have great deals going on, but they have world famous beer. You've had a lot. I mean, the Juicy Bits IPA, I mean, that is a worldwide famous beer. But I'm just throwing it out there. Fridays at noon, they got the new beer release. Every single Friday. 48 minutes after the hour. Short break. Let's look at what's on TV tonight, and then we'll wrap up another edition of the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Got got this press release from the Nuggets a few minutes ago. Nikola Jokic named NBA Western Conference Player of the Week. Man, he couldn't get on our Player of the Week, but he made the NBA Western Conference Player of the Week. No, he earned that too, man. Joker could probably make a case for my Player of the Week every single week. But again, Dalen Kuntz in that game against Eastern Washington, that's meaningful, really meaningful for the Bears. So again, I also look at the type of game. You know, is it against a team that you never beat? Like those kind of things. A lot of things factor into it. But congratulations to the Joker. Continues to do amazing things and inspire Nuggets fans not all over the state, not all over the country, all over the world. So the Joker wins the award for the first time this season. He's now earned the Western Conference Player of the Week honor 10 times in his career. He ties Carmelo Anthony for the most in franchise history. Yet another record the Joker is coming after. Denver gets a nice win over Detroit. Nice win. Ugh. Against the worst team in the NBA. Found a way to get it done, though. They'll play Detroit again tomorrow night as they start a very long road trip. So I would say the homestand was pretty good. The Nuggets now 24-21, trying to get some distance between that 500 mark and push for that fifth or fourth spot in the Western Conference. But they'll need to survive this next road trip. The Colorado Avalanche going up against Chicago tonight. That's on ESPN Plus at 7 o'clock. The Avs have just been on fire. I mean, they're virtually unbeaten. Even when they look bad, they're finding ways to win. It's pretty incredible. Even from a guy that doesn't watch a lot of hockey, I'm not going to be able to tell you a lot about hockey, but I can tell you wins and losses. And the Avs getting it done in overtime against Montreal on Saturday. They've won six straight, but before that, before they won their last six, they won five in a row before that, man. 11 of their last 12. It's hard to argue that. I'm guessing we'll have an Avalanche. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to take a hell of a performance to crack the whole show Player of the Week from a hockey player. That's just the way it is. You guys know me. You know we primarily talk football, basketball, baseball, if there ever is going to be a season. So you're going to have to be extremely, extremely special, beyond special. And I believe it's going to happen soon. That's going to do it for us. We got Betting Across America coming up with Mr. Pritchard and Company. And then the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. No Monday Night Football for the first time in a long time. That's going to do it for us, though. Good night, Northern Colorado.